40 years ago, there was this guy. His name was Luis Carlos de Norma Cabra da Câmara, but I'm just going to call him Luis Carlos. And he was a very, very wealthy man in Lisbon, Portugal. And before he passed away, his lawyer said to him, "You need to sort out your will. Have you got a will?" He's like, "I don't have a will." He said, "Okay, you need to sort out your will." So this wealthy, wealthy man needed to produce a will, but he had no children, no a wife in his life, no family, nobody. It was just him. And so in a really crazy move, he took the Lisbon phone book and he went through it and pulled out 70 names of random folk. 13 years later, he did pass away. And 70 people got phone calls from his lawyer saying, "You've inherited money." Many people couldn't believe it and just hung up. But there were 70 people that got an inheritance from somebody they'd never even met. They didn't even know about. Now, I know, I get those emails and those messages about my inheritance from somebody that I've never heard of. And we know it's a scam. But when you see it, don't you secretly think, "I really do hope that I was related to this incredibly wealthy man in Nigeria." Is anybody here from Nigeria? Or it might be streamed to Nigeria. But we secretly wish that we were that person that inherited those like euros or whatever they, it's never in rands, hey. We do wish that we were those people that got this great inheritance. But I want to say this morning that we are people that receive an incredible inheritance. We are heirs of the most important inheritance ever. The power of inheritance is that we are chosen, that we are included, and that we are promised something that we never had. We get something that we never had. We're heirs of a promise, and in today's scripture, Paul speaks about this promise that we are heirs of. The promises given to the heirs of God, those that are included in Christ. So here's the scripture this morning, Ephesians 1, 3 to 14. "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world, to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. And he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ to put into effect when the times will have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, even Christ. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory." If you're looking for a passage that can speak very clearly about God's promises in one place, this is it. If you're feeling down and sad and need some reassurance of God's grace and love and mercy, his goodness, this is the verse you should read. "These are the blessings that belong to those who are in Christ Jesus." What does it mean to be an heir? We inherit something, and then we continue the work of someone. And we are heirs of the promise. And that means that we can stand confidently on the truth that God's promises are true. I just want to, that was quite a chunky bit of scripture, so I just want to pull out a couple of the promises so that in case you missed what I was reading there. Let's look closely at a few of them. Ephesians 1 verse 3. He has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Those who are in Christ Jesus have got every spiritual blessing in Christ. Not one or two, not a few, not almost everything, everything. Every spiritual blessing. And it's not like some are overlooked and others are not. Everybody receives everything who is in Christ Jesus. Every blessing. Young people, in Christ Jesus, you have received every spiritual blessing. Folk, every spiritual blessing. If you're looking for a great promise to hold on to, that is a great promise to hold on to. We all get it all. Ephesians 1 verse 4, he chose us in him before the creation of the world. He chose us. He chose you. Imagine for a moment the God of the entire universe, the one who's listening to every single prayer of every single person who's praying to him. Even the non-Christians who are like, just, hey, God help me, it's the end of term and I need to pass this exam. I never go to church, but please. He listens to all of those prayers. But he still chooses us. He doesn't go, all of those people sitting in that church or all of that nation. He goes, you, I choose you, and I choose you, and I choose. He chooses us all. That's an incredible promise. Ephesians 1, 7 and 8. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. We are set free from the burden of sin. He takes that as we give it to him and say, Lord, forgive us. He takes it. We are forgiven completely. Ephesians 1, 9. He made known to us the mystery of his will. Hey, God's will is made known to us. We know his will. You know his will. We are included in his plan. God brings us into his confidence. His will is no longer hidden, but it's revealed in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 1, 13 and 14. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit. Kings or noblemen would mark things with their seal, a sign of ownership, of authority. We have that mark placed on us when we believe. In the heavenly realms, the spiritual beings look at you and see something that says, you belong. They see the Holy Spirit marked in us, and they know that we belong to Almighty God. Ooh, I hope you're getting excited. These are the promises I've mentioned. Amen. Thank you. These are the promises I've mentioned. We're blessed, chosen, redeemed, included, marked with a seal. Just in that one bit of scripture. Think about it for a moment. The God who is all-powerful, all-knowing, everywhere, all the time, promises stuff to us. Promises stuff to us. His promises are true. Here's a couple of moments in scripture when we read about his promises. You know about Noah's Ark. You know about the fact that when we see a rainbow, it's a promise. Never again will the waters become a flood to destroy all life. I hope that when you see a rainbow, that you look at it and do marvel in its beauty, but also marvel in the beauty of what it means. You see, there's two things there. We often see photos on our community chats. Did you see the rainbow? Yes. But do we remember the promise? That's also very important. God's promises are true. Never again will all people be wiped out by a flood. And there's many promises. So some people have done the research. I didn't have time this week to count them because some people say there's about 3,500 promises in the Bible. Some say it's about 8,000, and then there's all kinds of variables. I don't know how many, but what is important is that they are there by the bucket load in God's word, promise after promise after promise. Here's a couple. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. God's promises are true. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. God's promises are true. Be strong and courageous, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. God's promises are true. Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. God's promises are. Jesus said, surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age. God's promises are. Yes. When God speaks, things happen. Creation responds. Hearts are changed. Lives are made new. I want to just hone in on two important things that I believe are promises that mean a lot to me. Out of all of the many, this would be a long sermon and I'd never get to Westville if I got into all of them. But here's two things that I really love. We have a heavenly Father. Ephesians 1, 4 and 5 tells us, in love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ. When we believe in Jesus Christ, when we accept him as our Lord and Savior, not only are we forgiven of sins and we are made right with God, but he becomes our heavenly Father. The God of the whole universe looks at us and says, you are now my child. And we can go to him as our heavenly Father. We receive a Father, a perfect, loving, ever-present heavenly Father. Maybe you didn't have a great experience of your earthly father. Maybe he was absent or harsh or distant. Maybe your relationship wasn't that great. But your heavenly Father is very different. He's loving, gracious, compassionate, and he's faithful. Psalm 145, verse 13 says, the Lord is trustworthy in all he promises and faithful in all he does. That's who God is. Wow. What a beautiful promise. So that's one of the promises that I love. And remember, God's promises are true. Very good. So close. Nearly a choir by the end of this sermon. Keep with me, folk. The second thing, being heirs, means we are marked with a seal. And I mention this often. Ephesians 1 verse 13, when you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit. We know what that seal means. It means, this belongs to me. God's seal means we belong to him. It's a mark of ownership. Just picture for a moment in the spiritual realms, whatever's happening there is looking at us and going, okay, wait a sec, these people belong to God. I'm going to move on. You belong to me, you are mine. Paul says it in 2 Corinthians 1:22 like this. He set his seal of ownership on us and put his spirit in our hearts as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. Holy Spirit within us is a foretaste, a guarantee of heaven, a daily reminder that your inheritance is secure. You are an heir of the promise. When did this all begin? Very long ago. But if we look at Psalm 139, verse 13, he knit you together in your mother's womb. God was there. God had a plan and a purpose. God's there when you are created. And God's always been involved in your story. Now imagine again getting that phone call about your inheritance. And the person on the other side says, you have a great inheritance. Well, can I be bold and say that this morning you are getting that phone call? You're each getting the call to say, you have a great inheritance. You are chosen, you are blessed, you are redeemed, you are sealed, you are loved, you are heirs of the promise. As we move forward in life, uncertain of what tomorrow may bring, we can be absolutely sure of one thing. God's promises are true. He's faithful. He never changes. And he will deliver every promise he has ever made. So let us live as people of the promise, thankful, confident, and full of hope. Amen.